A study published this week by the fiscally conservative Empire Center for New York State Policy ranks the Mohawk Valley city of Gloversville the highest taxed of 75 cities in the state, with an effective rate of $52.40 per $1,000 of a property's value. E.J. McMahon, senior fellow at the Empire Center, explains why the numbers are so high.
Property values in Gloversville are low, but the city's and school district's expenses are generally quite high. So when you combine low property values with a typical city government and city school district, what you get is a very high tax rate. That's the case in both Gloversville and in the city of Schenectady.
Schenectady's effective tax rate is $40.93 per $1,000. In Albany, it is $38.64 per thousand. Keith McDonald is head of assessment and taxation in Albany. He lays out the timeline for property assessments, which ultimately lead to taxes.
On May 1st, that's the tentative assessment roll, is issued to the public. All changes, both up and down, there's a letter sent to the property owner. The protest period begins on May 1st and ends on the fourth Tuesday of May. Protests are given to the Board of Assessment Review for their review. The Board of Assessment Review does not work for the assessor's office. They work for the Common Council. They work from June 1st to June 30th to get all of the decisions made. On July 1st, the new final assessment roll is issued. And anyone who has contested their assessment gets a letter telling them whether the assessment has been changed or not. On July 1st, we give our new final assessment roll to the school district so that they can collect taxes. On December 27th, we give the final roll to the city treasurer so they can collect taxes.
The Albany protocol is similar to the process that plays out in other cities. And as far as cities go, the Rye School District portion of the city of Rye in Westchester County is the lowest taxed city with an effective rate of $14.46 per thousand. E.J. McMahon notes that the lowest taxed community in the state is the eastern Long Island village of Sagaponack in the storied Hamptons. The resort community has an effective rate of just $1.19 per $1,000.
You have a large seasonal population of people who own very valuable property on which they pay pretty good taxes, but the town or the village in this case doesn't need to collect much in taxes because they don't really need to offer many services aside from some seasonal police force and cleanup.
McMahon says taxpayers have easy access to interact with the data contained in the Empire Center report.
We have an online search tool at a website called www.seethroughny.com. And if you go there and then search an area of the website called Benchmarking NY, what you can do is you can compare taxes right where you live to taxes in other communities.
School taxes account for roughly 60% of a homeowner's tax bill. Taxpayers vote May 21st on school budgets throughout the state. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.